It was for freedom that Christ set us free, so no longer submit to the yoke of slavery. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know the saint that we had today, the Saint Teresa of Jesus? An awesome saint. She's one of the greatest saints of the church, a doctor of the church. And what was so beautiful about her way of life was that she didn't always have everything together. She didn't always know how to pray. In fact, she didn't even begin to start to pray until she was, by her own admission, over 50 years old. She's a great saint of the church. About half your age, Michael. About half your age. Until she was 50 years old, she didn't even start praying. And yet she was in a convent for how long? She was in a convent for many, many years since she was a little girl. Since a young woman. And so what she did with that, at the age of 50, she finally started giving time alone with God to really engage Him in prayer, to really silence her soul. And so what I love about the life of St. Teresa of Avila is that she doesn't fit into the common mold where we say somebody was always going in the direction of God from the beginning. She came quite late to the game as one who followed Christ, and yet she's one of the greatest saints the church has ever known. One of the things which she said, and something that I've been inspired with and just been going over and over again with the life of St. Teresa of Avila. By the way, I spent an entire month in the city of Avila studying her teachings. What she said is this. She says, accustom yourself to this. To at various moments all throughout the day to make small acts of love for God. Why? She says, accustom yourself to make small acts of love toward God throughout the day because they light the soul on fire and because they make the soul to melt. It's easy from time to time for our souls to get hard, to become cold, just like the frigid temperatures that are beginning to come upon us outside, to where we're no longer sensitive to the movements of God. And so what we need is a fire to be lit within our soul. Sometimes that happens when we sing those beautiful hymns, those little beautiful canciones to God. That's a small act of love that you can do. Sometimes it's a little thing where we look towards somebody who's maybe a little bit different than us, maybe somebody that's a little bit harder to get along with. And so we try to love Jesus in the person who's next to us. Sometimes it's a simple phrase that we learn from our youth to say maybe the beautiful prayers that our grandparents taught us to say, Jesus, Maria, Jose, te quiero. To make these little movements of aspirations and by there light our soul aflame so that it's sensitive again to the movements of the Lord, the movements of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's by reading a simple passage of Scripture at various moments throughout the day. And when we begin to do that, our heart becomes a little bit more softer, a little bit more easy for us to hear the work of the Spirit. And by these little acts of love that we continually make throughout the day, because our heart is accustomed to it, a little fire begins to be burning, a little ember begins to spark a little bit more, and our soul will begin to melt and be able to hear the word of God. Today, that's what our Lord is asking us to do. St. Teresa of Avila didn't get it the vast majority of her life. She didn't live to be as old as you. She wasn't 100 when she passed away. She was still pretty young. And yet, in that small amount of time she had after her 50th year, in that she became one of the greatest saints of the church, which says something about us today. Even here in this assisted living facility, a little time that each one of us has left, we can still become great saints if we accustom ourselves throughout the day to make little acts of love to God, because they set our soul on fire, because they cause our soul to melt. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.